TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey folks, it's Tim, the TN TanCast. Before we get started this week, I'd like to play for you a clip from last week's episode.
So, but next weekend we are still recording. Is that what you're telling me?
We'll talk about it offline.
All right. Hey folks, this may be it for a while. Soak it up.
Yep.
You and Andy can do shit.
We'll talk about that offline.
Well, it turns out we did discuss it offline, and we couldn't coordinate a day to record. So instead, we got this special mini-episode with myself, Noah, and special guest Jeff. So enjoy that. Next week, we'll probably still be dark or do an encore episode, or maybe Noah will have dispatches from South by Southwest, but it won't be a regular episode. But the week after that, we'll be back, and it will be amazing. Well, it will be adequate. Well, it will be TanCast. Fuck it.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this TanCast.
In this week's mini-episode, me, Noah, and special guest Jeff shoot the shit outside of Pizza My Heart in downtown Redwood City.
TanCast.
I think they actually don't care.
All right.
Now you missed it, Tim.
Well, TanCast for this week.
Have a week, everybody.
That'd be awesome. Just release that.
We got. Would it be
awesome, Tim?
Well.
Wait. Who are you?
I'm Batman.
No.
I'm Batman.
No.
Superman.
No.
Green Lantern.
No.
Flash.
No.
Wonder Woman.
Maybe.
I'm Tim. The T in TanCast.
I'm Noah. The Intan Cast. Who are you?
I am Jeff, the GN guest.
And we're here in front of Pizza My Heart, where we have purchased no pizzas.
And we got a free frisbee.
With cigarette ash in it.
Noah
so.
Stole it from the other
or
table.
Or salt. Alright, he's sniffing it.
No, it's good.
Somebody ate out of that, man.
Someone
so?
Ejaculated in that.
I mean, there is a little stuff right there.
It's still swimming.
You gonna eat that bird poop, too?
There's bird poop on the table.
I got $10.
No. Oh, that'd be gross.
Right here.
Really?
$10.
It would be gross.
You put that in your mouth and swallow it.
Nope. What about you, Tim?
Nope.
You're not going to take this deal?
Nope. Damn. I got a J-O-B now. I don't know that does. Should have talked to me 4 years ago.
Yeah, I was like, I would swallow anything for $10.
He's talking about penises.
Technically, I think sperm.
Well,
chism.
I mean,
you don't just cut it off and swallow it.
Oh, blood shooting everywhere.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Did you ever hold on to your theater paychecks?
You don't watch that
show. Sorry, cut it off and blood spurting everywhere like Game of Thrones, and then you're like, did you ever hold on to it? I'm like, what? No, I didn't hold on to it.
You don't hold on to your penis then?
Not after it spurted blood.
Oh yeah, I told them about that.
No, I don't. I probably have them somewhere. I didn't hold on to them. I just don't throw away anything, as you'll recall from the TanCast garage, the TanHouse garage.
Why are you asking about that?
Oh, I found one a while ago, and it was just sad. Like I'm like, I can't believe how much money I used to live on.
Oh well.
Tim, really?
I'm staring at butts on International Women's Day.
I think
she's
Tim needs to wear his
man.
Well, the mom?
Oh no, the girl.
I wasn't looking at the girl.
I think Tim needs to wear his glasses more.
Nope. Yep. The world is beautiful without glasses. My brain fills in the blank.
Everyone is beautiful. You're beautiful.
It's like Kate Upton is walking around every corner.
Tim, that's a dude.
Whatevs.
It's all about perception.
Don't tell my non-focusing irises.
Your eyeballs aren't shaped right. Whoa. Hey, no. I don't like that.
How do you do that? But they're jiggling. Do you know you're jiggling them?
Yeah, well, it's like I'm crossing them and I'm not crossing them.
Yeah, it makes them.
You
yeah,
know
exactly.
You're
they can't.
Them.
They can't quite decide.
No.
Even my lack of glasses couldn't fill that in.
I don't think I can do it.
Nope. So sad. It's just a visual thing. But you know, it just made crazy face.
Oh man, that's great.
Dude, do you guys know how magic eye books work?
Oh, the things where you
it pops out,
makes a 3D image.
Yeah,
when you cross your eyes a little bit. Yeah, the idea is that it's got like, it's kind of like how they make 3D images where it's like two images.
So it's two
separated.
Things, and then like you're so, crossing,
yeah, they have,
like,
yeah, they, it you, makes a, you push them together with your eyes, and once they overlap, then it makes it pop out.
Push them.
We have one.
I love that commercial. You've seen that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the show how we were a little sad for them.
I don't know.
He wasn't sad.
It looks like they were having fun. I think it was like a, it wasn't like a,
yeah, like, look
for money. It was like a, let's do this fun thing to, as a throwback. I don't know.
Look at us. Someone asked us to do something.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm sure that they're happy.
They probably just got like a pack of Kit Kats. I don't know.
What was the commercial for? I can't even remember.
Geico.
Oh, shit. Here's some free insurance. Oh, thanks.
I don't have a car anymore. got repoed.
How about some home insurance? We're homeless.
I mean, I had a car, but I didn't have enough money to put gas in it, so now I have to push it.
Well done, sir.
I did it.
That probably was super loud. That was not, thankfully. Tim tooted.
Panda.
You ever fart in your sleep and wake yourself up?
No.
I mean, maybe. I've woken up in the middle of the night and didn't know why.
I can feel it. I'm just like, oh yeah, that was a fart just now. I just woke me up.
I know what that was. I feel a great disturbance in the voice. That's a voice that's cried out in terror. Silence by stinkiness. Again, visual, but look on Jeff's face like, why am I here?
Why did I agree to this? I get a bit at home, having some brownies.
No, but the kids are there, so this is better.
Oh, jeez. Kim kids.
Love you. If you're listening to this later.
They've been driving me crazy.
Just crazy. Kids do. That's what kids do.
Yes, it is what
they do. And they make your dick small.
It's on our latest Jackass.
How do they do that?
They sneak in and whittle bits off of it at night.
Wow.
Andy was talking about how great it is to be. We were both talking about how great it is to be. He's like, I haven't got no commitments. I got all this money, and now I'm in shape, and I got a great apartment in the city, and I think my dick got bigger. And then it was like, I think having a kid takes inches off his dick. And I was like, yeah, they sneak in and cut it off little by little at night.
Wow.
Well, we cleared out this piece of my heart.
People are like, I don't want anything to those people. That's
awesome. Goodbye. What?
There's still some people watching to be had. Just not in our immediate vicinity. A lot of old people.
Yeah. They're desperate. Oh, look, it's a pirate.
Arr.
That, Roberto's Christmas card is great.
Oh, of his eye patch?
Yeah, he photoshopped an eye patch.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Where was your Christmas card, son?
I didn't get it together.
Were you planning on doing one?
I wanted to. What? Yeah, I want to recreate Stephanie's one.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Hang on. Before we get to that.
Yours is just brilliant, sir.
Jeff pointed this out 2 weeks ago.
Brandon still has all the Christmas cards up on our wall. And so when they were there.
As the first, it's like, well, it was middle of February.
So, yeah.
Christmas was spelled wrong on my Christmas cards.
Really?
The Christmas. I and the R are reversed.
He was the only person who pointed it out.
And I had pointed it out to him, like, when we got it, too, in, like, a text. I, like, was like, thanks for the Christmas card.
And I, like...
He missed it, too.
Of course he didn't.
He missed it on the card, and he missed it in the text.
I'm like, that's probably how it's spelled.
And you typed it on there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, that was me. I'm like, I... Several different drafts I show. I mean, I didn't change the word Christmas, but I was like, how about this one? How about this one? More snowflake or less snowflake? And how was that? But it always was Kirstmas the whole time. And then I was like, great, whatever, I don't care.
All that time, so many people.
And then you can't even see the snowflakes. That's just funny. Kirstmas.
Good stuff. What is the Stephanie card that you want to reenact?
Oh, I think it was the first, right after
Jonathan
was born. Like, they did, like, a little picture of him naked, like, a full stuffed animal. I'm like, I want to do that. I wouldn't send it to everybody, even just certain people, just me naked, all curled up with, like, a little stuffed animal on me.
But, like, tasteful, right? Like, we can't see.
No, I wouldn't, like, you would see my butt.
Okay.
Yeah! That's tasty.
Because I don't want to reenact your bachelor party.
But...
I'll never fucking get that out of my brain.
Oh, would I do? Like, did I walk in that car?
You like took off your pants and were sitting on the bed, and I was turned around in a chair, and you're like, "Hey, Jeff," and I turned around, and you're like, "Spread eagle."
And I was
like,
naked.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like your bottom was at least.
Oh, sweet.
I think you were completely naked, actually.
That was a good one.
And like Tim was in the room too, but he didn't notice any of it happening. Apparently,
when you see me naked.
I didn't notice. I thought I did notice. I didn't want to spoil it. Here it comes.
I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Jeff's getting a face full of meaty Noah ham.
I did that to Bill when he first came over to our new place.
And he never came over again.
Somehow.
And now, him and Annie aren't friends anymore. It was because of me.
Dick came between them.
And on them.
Oh.
Well, that's some lovely music.
The people behind you are really taking that serious survey at these buildings.
Hey, that place used to be called Grilled Cheese Happiness.
Apparently, wasn't that happy?
Yeah.
Now it's Grilled Cheese Sadness.
The owners aren't happy anymore. Grilled Cheese Sadness.
Now it's Living with My Mom Again Sadness.
Oh.
And we're back.
We were just talking about someone.
No, we weren't. Nothing was cut out of the show. You missed nothing. Did that bird poop move? Ah, dancing doo-doo.
Oh, shit. Right. Yeah. Probably super loud.
When it goes to the levelator, it all fixes out.
Oh, right.
Levelator.
Is that what it's really called?
Yeah.
That's awesome. The levelator.
I told him about it.
Yes, you did.
Did you tell him about it?
With such gusto?
I did.
Tim, this is a program!
Levelator! It's wonderful!
It will do the work for you!
Oh my god.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you fucking dirty!
Oh, really?
For the listener, Noah tried to put on my sunglasses and realized I don't clean them.
Nice.
Much like a lot of things in Tim's life.
Like the balls.
Yeah.
I don't clean them. Keep them nice and musty.
You clean your belly button?
I guess.
I didn't used to.
Not specifically.
Miranda laughs at me all the time because I actually get belly button lint. I pull it out and she's like, I can't believe that's a real thing.
Did you... You didn't contribute to Oatmeal's little card game, did you?
No, I don't really do Kickstarter, but...
Okay.
But it looks like a good...
I was looking at how it plays. I'm like... This doesn't seem like it would be a fun game. And I was doing like Google. Like, a lot of people, not that that means it's right or not, but a lot of people are like, yeah, from gameplay mechanics, this does not seem like it would be a fun game.
Oh, really?
Huh. I don't know, just like the way they're describing it, I'm like, I don't know if it's actually going to be a fun game.
Huh.
But I don't know, it might be. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
What's the kid? What?
Exploding Kittens?
This, yeah.
This card game that got kickstarted in part by the Oatmeal.
It's a card game?
Yeah, like Cards Against Humanity. Or something.
Oh, okay.
Except more to it. There's actual like
rules and stuff.
Rule like you. This card will stop this card. Basically, you don't want to get the exploding kitten, but you can like.
Oh, you don't want to get the exploding kitten?
No,
well, then
don't.
I want to play it. If the goal is to explode kittens, now you sold some. If you're trying to save the kittens, fuck them.
I used to play this game that I think is kind of similar to how that works. Was in front of the college. Like, I'm trying to remember what it was called. It was something like Lunch Money, I think. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah. And so it's like the idea was that all the cards were based on things that like demented kids would have and use to like hurt each other or whatever after school. So you'd have like, you know, slingshots and knives and all this like random stuff and like different things would beat the other cards. It was a fun game.
There's a card game called One Night Werewolf or something that I played that's pretty fun. It has like a whole like iPhone element to it.
Uh-huh.
Like it has all these different cards that do different things. And basically there's a werewolf and then there's multiple werewolves and there's also werewolf helpers. And you're doing like secret stuff. Like no one knows who you are, but you're trying to make them think you're the werewolf depending, or maybe not think you're the werewolf. And so at the end everyone has to shoot somebody. You can shoot whoever you want, you're just pointing at them, you're shooting them. And if the person who gets
like
the most shots at them, if they're the werewolf, the humans win, but if they don't, then the werewolves win. It was kind of fun.
I play this card game called Go Fish, where you have cards, it's like, and you want to guess if someone else has the card you have,
uh-huh.
And if you don't, then you have to go fish, which means you take a card out of the pile, and then you want to have the least amount of cards.
Oh.
No, you don't. You want to have the most amount of matches. I don't know how the fuck you play that fucking shit-ass game.
Shut up, Tim.
You just fail at explaining Go Fish.
Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
You're playing Uno.
Or did I succeed at failing at playing...
No.
Fuck!
You're just failing left.
You're just
right.
Failing everywhere.
Ah, it's too much panda spices coursing through my body.
Sometimes Haley plays Go Fish and stuff, but by herself with her dolls, and like deals them cards and everything, and like actually goes through.
Wow!
I know, right?
Just tell her to switch to war, because at least that is. I mean,
right.
Once the cards are dealt, like there's no skill involved at all. At least Go Fish, you're like, should I pick my three? Should I pick my two? War, you're just like, turn it over, I lost. Turn it over, I won. Turn it over, I lost.
That card. I love that game.
The best is like sometimes she loses to the dolls.
Then she had to do that on purpose.
Yeah, she totally does. It's awesome. She like it. Yeah.
She's like, I ruin
does
all
she
the
trash
time.
Talk?
Fuck you, Haley.
Mr. Mittens Bottoms.
What? I'm Mittens just saying. I'm the best.
Nah, it's all Disney princesses.
Oh. Elsa's like, fuck this game. She knocks all the cards over. All y'all motherfuckers kiss my dick.
She doesn't have a dick.
She makes one.
She has a nice dick.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie.
Frozen? Oh, spoilers. She has a frozen dick.
Oh, damn. Where was that toy? Like a dick frozen mole you put in the freezer.
And then the snowman won't let go of it. And she's like, let it go.
Oh, man. Just ruined that movie for me.
Did I?
Tim, we need to,
yeah. Or did seeing it 7 million times ruin it for you?
I still can watch it, actually.
I've seen it once,
it's
and I'm like,
movie.
I'm full. Mm-hmm. It's no Avengers.
I'm a big fan of like Disney music in movies. So.
I mean, I like most Disney movies. That just didn't. Like, I don't get why that is the movie that's like.
Well, it's like the same thing with Serial. Like, I don't get like why that was the podcast that everyone was like shitting. I'm like, there's lots of good podcasts that've been around for a while. Like. I mean, This American Life consistently better than Serial was, but, you know, it's interesting.
It's weird what catches on fire with sometimes. I hear it.
It's kind of like the right time at the right moment.
Same thing with Avatar. Like, that's the biggest movie of all time. I'm like, really? Like, have you seen movies until now? Is that why you're like, look! There's pictures and they're moving! And the words match!
Oh, God. I wonder what you would think if Avatar was the first movie you ever saw. And then you watched other movies and you'd be like, wow.
Man, Dance with Wolves totally ripped off Avatar.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
And it doesn't even have cool special effects.
It's boring.
It's not even 3D.
They should call this boring tar.
They should call this boring with wolves.
Yeah, that's probably what I should say. Dances with who gives a shit?
Excellent. All right, that's it.
Did you ever see Pocahontas? Oh, you mean Native American Avatar? Bullshit.
More like Poca Boring. More like Poca Who Gives a Shit.
Poca Horseshit. But she was underage and was forced to have sex. The real Pocahontas.
I know.
Let's just bring it down. With John Smith.
Did they ever? And then, did they actually do it?
In the movie?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
In real life, yes.
Oh, wow.
And then
because that's happened many times throughout history.
Yeah, but they don't usually make an animated movie about it and skip that part.
That's Walt Disney. Part.
Walt Disney slavery. We went on a boat ride, had fun.
Oh,
Wheeze rowing.
God, there's like a whole.
And they even changed it to the boat so we wouldn't fall off. Wasn't that great?
And now we'll sing a wacky song about it.
They've already got stuff perfect for Disneyland for that. I mean, that's like an excellent ride waiting to happen.
Whippy, the wacky slave master.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
It's clantastic.
They didn't always get his pants because they want to force to overheat. And what we're rolling the boat.
Did the clan exist? I thought they didn't come around until after.
They didn't, but I. Okay. Clantastic was a pun I couldn't walk away from.
Walk away, Tim. Walk away.
Pigeons.
One of those birds is going to poop on me, I know it. I have an Haley. Now it's my turn.
Yes, strollers are crazy now.
Oh, that's not in that one. Just made me think.
Like some of them are like SUVs.
Yeah. I was watching Parenthood and they had one where like, you just press a button and it just goes and like pops back. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
they
wow.
have electronic ones. They're pretty cool.
My son.
Use that.
I'm like, yeah. Would you collapse? Babe's crying. I'm like, I'm working on it.
Well, yeah. If it's in the stroller while you're doing that.
Well, whatever. Gotta learn sometimes.
Oh, never mind.
No, just had a swingers moment.
Oh, man.
You don't even know.
She's a crazy birthday. I love it.
I haven't watched that movie in so long.
I used to love that movie.
It was a good movie. Oh, Pitch Pogo and Coxa.
See, I was going for the PG version, considering.
This is Tankcast.
Coxa? Who knows what Coxa is? Do you know what Coxa
is? It's a rare bird.
Are you
and now we see the San Franciscan coxa.
Why would I want you to give me a bird?
Why would you want to give me a bird?
Coxa! 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 What? You started it.
I'd start with nothing.
I think we need to move somewhere else now.
What? Why? Oh, we're going to need to move somewhere else in about 30 seconds. Oh.
Somewhere else. I don't think that is
going to
be air.
Oh.
I think
oh.
The Panda here. Express is pulling out of the station.
Oh. just put in there and pretend it's soft serve.
Put in one of those things and ask them to ring it up.
See how much it weighs.
Which one is this? I think we need to change it. Yeah, I think you do.
That'll be $4.53. Oh, man, I thought I had at least $6 there.
That's a recycled flavor.
I think it's flavor number two.
Nailed it. There's a lot of toppings I see.
We don't have peanuts.
The mysterious turd one we saw there.
He said it tastes like a brownie bite. He took one. Wait, we don't have corn. How'd you get corn niblets on there?
On Broadway.
Poop is always fun.
Poop.
Yeah.
All right. Should we bag it?
Let's bag it and tag it.
All right.
Again, Tokyo and Coxa. Coxa.
I just want soda, man.
You don't want a Coxa?
No.
Have you tried?
Maybe a Coxa is a soda. Maybe it's like some
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, some European soda. You tried the Coxa.
It's new Mountain Dew flavor. New Coxa Extreme.
Is it your grandpapa's Coxa?
Some video's like an old person. Someone just runs up, smashes up, and not for you, Grandpa.
I like my soda boring.
Well, fuck you.
Kicks him in the dick. Whoopa!
I haven't felt that in years.
Tim, do you remember at the Chipotle the guy gave me AIDS?
What?
He didn't give it to him. He paid for it.
No. Thank goodness he didn't get ripped off.
Some guy.
He did. Somebody.
Some guy touched me. Like, he was talking to me, and something I didn't know, he just touched me, and like, Tim's like, he just gave you AIDS. And I was like, Tim, see, that's why I'm glad you're around. You can tell me who gives me AIDS.
Did we record that on the show that week?
I don't think, we did.
It's not really a warning system.
Okay.
It's already happened. I'd be like, hey, what's happening at AIDS? Hey, I got you.
No, he's just like, I'll tell you after the fact.
Dive in front of him and take the AIDS bullet.
That would be a horrible warfare device, AIDS bullets.
Oh,
I'm not dead. Oh, I am slowly. Although Magic Johnson seems to be doing fine.
Cause he got money.
Yeah.
Well, also apparently, like nowadays, like the medicine that they have, like pretty much like makes
you can live with it.
You can live for so long with it now. And even like,
they're close to a vaccine.
Do you know about the drug now that you can take if you're having unprotected, well, not necessarily because you're not supposed to necessarily have unprotected sex, but gay men are doing this, they're taking it, and they're having unprotected sex, and it's supposed to protect you from getting AIDS.
No. I heard it can give you autism, though.
Optimism?
Optimism.
Okay.
This is going to be the best unprotected sex in my life.
So that's a double bonus. You go in happy, and you come out stinky.
Did you say autism?
Oh, no.
Autism.
Oh!
It's an anti-vaxxer.
Got it. Yeah. I thought you said optimism, and that's why it's like,
wait, what is optimism?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Wait, I'm like, do you mean optimism?
Like, do you know how words work, Jim?
It gives you eyes?
Optics?
Do more.
Kids are into me. Have a week.
You're doing it like a coxswain.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You got a catchphrase you want to end with?
No.
Every time you're on the show now, you have to end with no.
Now she's staring at me with sunglasses.
I can do that.
All right.
Never trust something.
Nailed it.
Remember, guys. Never trust the mysterious brown pieces at the yogurt shop.
Your voice dropped like you were so serious.
Never trust the mysterious brown pieces.
I mean, that's serious talk,
yeah,
that's, dude.
That's good. That's life advice.
That's real talk.
That's all right. Tancast. Thanks for listening to Tancast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, Tancast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, Tancast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, at Tancast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official Tancast store at Zazzle.com/Tancast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim@Tancast.com, Andy@Tancast.com, or Noah@Tancast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for Tancast, you can send those to fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber jabber for 1 week, and remember, kneel before Zod! Tancast. 25 minutes of comedy gold.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try to catch...
Except for the parts where we had to cut it out.